Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Thursday, January 30th. Are you facing some turmoil that just doesn't seem to go away? Today, you'll be urged to look to Jesus Christ for all the strength you need for overcoming the ups and downs of life.
Life holds for all of us those seasons of ups and downs. That is, by ups, I mean those times when you and I are encouraged and things are going our way and we're happy and contented with our circumstances. And then those times when we are down, that is, when we feel discouraged, disillusioned, disheartened, depressed, disenchanted with our circumstances. Things are going against us rather than for us. The question is, how do you and I respond with the ups and downs in life? We'll never be able to come to the place in life where we can just smooth it all out. Everything's going our way. In fact, when it is, isn't it strange how you and I respond? When we've been through difficulty and hardship and heartache and changing circumstances, and then for a season of time, everything sort of levels out for a little while and things start going our way, we think, uh-oh, something's going to happen because things are too good. And what we do is we begin to suspect the goodness of God. And God gives us those seasons when things are sort of light and things are a little easy, and then there are those seasons of ups and downs. How do you respond to the ups and downs of life? Well, that's what our text tells us about, and the title of this message is Overcoming the Ups and Downs of Life. And I want you to turn, if you will, to Philippians chapter 4. And in this fourth chapter, Paul gives us what he calls a secret to learning how to overcome the ups and downs of life. And beginning in verse 10, you'll recall, he says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, Paul is writing to the Philippians, with whom he had a wonderful relationship. And all through this passage, all through this book, there is the word rejoice and joy over and over and over again, because he had a wonderful relationship with them. And every time he thought about them, his heart indeed was rejoicing. And what he's referring to in this passage is that beforehand, there were times when they would oftentimes send him gifts that helped him. Remember, now that he's writing from prison. And then there came a season when they did not send him anything, not because they didn't care, didn't love him, or were not thinking about him, but for some reason, they were not able to get it there. And so in response to that, he says to them, "I want you to know, in the process, I'm rejoicing in the Lord." He says, "Not that I speak from want," because he had not received the gifts. He said, "I have learned the secret of being able to face the up and down circumstances of life without wringing my hands, without feeling discontent, without worrying and frustration and anxiety and fear." He says, "I've learned a great secret in life." Now, the question is, have you and I learned it? And you know, isn't it interesting that all through Paul's epistles, he deals with where you and I have to live. And we all have to live with those changing circumstances of life. They're going to be there, and they're always going to be there, because that's just the way life is. Now, I want you to see several things in this passage. And the first one is this, and Paul says it a couple of times, and that is the whole idea of overcoming the ups and downs in life, number one, is a learning process. That's what Paul says, that overcoming the ups and downs of life is a learning process. And notice how he says this. He says, verse 11, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am." He says, "I also know how to live in prosperity." He says, "I have learned the secret of being filled. I know how to get along with humble means." Paul says, "I've learned some things." That is, Paul wasn't saved on the Damascus Road and then automatically know how to deal with all the changing circumstances of life. And so he says, "I have learned it." It isn't easy to learn. It isn't easy to learn for the simple reason that, first of all, you and I cannot foresee all the changing circumstances we're going to have to face in life. Secondly, not only can we not foresee them, most of them are out of our control. We can't control the ever-changing circumstance in our life. Sometimes it is naturally, purely spiritual warfare, something that Satan is doing in our life, and therefore we can't always control that. Sometimes it's difficult because we are so spiritually inadequate. Think about the people who are saved and who have the idea, well, as soon as I give my life to Christ, and as soon as I surrender my life to Him and start trusting Him, God is going to level out all these ups and downs and everything is going to smooth out, and I'm just going to pray and God's going to answer my prayer. Things are just going to get better and better all the time. Things are going to get sweet. One of these days I'm going to heaven. But how many people have said, you know, I thought when I got saved that things are going to get better. Things have gotten worse since I've been saved. Now think about this. No, they haven't been worse. Listen, if you're on your way to hell, and you get saved by the grace of God, and you're on your way to heaven, things can't ever be as bad as they were because you've changed your whole eternal destiny. But what happens is, once a person is saved, God begins to do what? He begins to complete His goal for their life, which He says is to conform us into the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ. So what does He do? He gets that little sandpaper, and He begins to work on us here, and work on us there, and discipline us here, and discipline us there, and cut this out of our life, and add this in our life. And so we go through a stage and stage after stage of changes that go on that God is behind because He's in the process of conforming us to the likeness of His Son and does not want us to reach some plateau where you and I get satisfied. And so you and I face a life that is constantly changing. For example, you light a fire, every flame that rises is different. Every single time you look up in the clouds, every one of them is different. You've looked at them for hundreds and thousands of days in your life. You've never seen two skies the same. You've never seen two sunrises or two sunsets the same. Everything is changing. The economy changes. Our feelings change. Relationships change. Everything changes. Therefore, all of us are facing ever-changing circumstances in life. A man goes to his business this morning, things are super. Next week, they're not so good. All of life, in your spiritual walk, everything is just going great. You're reading your Bible and praying, and God's answering prayer, and everything is just going fine. All of a sudden, you hit one of those dry spells, and you think, God, what happened? What happened? Last week, it was so good. This week, you're not in 1,000 miles. When I pray, my prayers just sort of hit the ceiling, ricochet off the floor, off both walls, and all that happens is I seem to be hearing my own self doing the talking. So life is up and down. Now, does that mean that when life is up and down, a person is backslidden? Not necessarily, because life is by its very nature ever-changing, and everything around us is changing, and the only thing that's not changing is Christ. He's the only one. Our physical bodies are ever-changing, our attitudes are changing, feelings are changing, and so here we are. Now, for the Apostle Paul, if you'll notice, he says in this passage, he says, I have learned. He says, I know. He says, I have learned, I know. He says, I have learned the secret. Now, think about this. The Apostle Paul also had to learn some very valuable lessons in life. And so, therefore, we can expect to learn some. And if you'll think about it for just a moment, what happened in Paul's life? On one occasion, he says, after he was saved, that God led him out into the desert, and there for a season of time, God gave him these tremendous, awesome, extraordinary revelations about himself. And so, Paul had to let all that digest in his life. He says, in fact, it was like being caught up into the third heaven. He said, in fact, some things God said to me, I'm not even sure that I can say. And here he turns right around and talks about the downtime. That is, the time when God allowed him to be buffeted by Satan, a thorn in the flesh, that no matter how much he prayed and how much he pleaded with God, God would not remove it. And Paul is simply saying here, he says, I have learned the secret not to allow the ever constantly changing circumstances in my life to cheat me out of what God has provided. So what I want us to discuss in this message is how do you and I face those ever changing circumstances in life? How do we face them victoriously? How do we face them without being blown like the ship in a storm, this way now and that way here? How do we live the kind of life by which our life is not like a roller coaster? Up today, down tomorrow, up today, down tomorrow. And so many people's spiritual walk is probably best described by a roller coaster. We're up and then we're down. We're off and then we're on. We're in, then we're out. We're hot, then we're cold. And so the Christian life is just like that, which says that our testimony could not be very strong, because what we imply by the way we're living is that God is good sometimes, sometimes He's not. The Christian life works sometimes, sometimes it's not. That is, you can trust God sometimes, but sometimes you cannot. That is not the life that God intended for us to live. And so Paul deals here in this passage of Scripture, one that all of us know by heart, at least one of those verses, with a very practical, down-to-earth question. And that is, how do I live, not ever-changing, not thrown and tossed with every wind that blows, but how do I live with a sense of stability and strength and inner quietness and peace in the midst of those times when my circumstances are always changing, when my circumstances may become more intensely painful, and when things may not ever change around me? And some of you are living in that kind of a circumstance, in that kind of a situation. You're living day by day, facing, living, experiencing situations that at this point looks like they'll never change, that no matter what happens, God seemingly is not going to change him. And you ask yourself the question, God, how can I abide this? How can I be sustained in this? If my circumstances never change, how can I survive these circumstances? And some people would say, well, my circumstances aren't up and down. They're all down. That's where you happen to feel at this moment. But my friend, God never intended for us to live a roller coaster experience in life. And all of us have at some time, and probably that's where most people are. And so this is what Paul is speaking of here when he says, I have learned a secret. And that secret is, he learned how to respond to these ever-changing circumstances. Now, all of us face them. And as I said before, we're not going to ever reach any area or any spiritual plateau in our life where our circumstances are not changing. What we want to know is this: how do I live in those ever-changing circumstances without being tossed to and fro and becoming anxious and fretful? Well, overcoming these ever-changing circumstances of life is a lesson to be learned. And that's what Paul says in this passage. The second thing I want us to notice here is this. Not only is it a lesson that you and I ought to learn, but it is a lesson that we ought to learn which leads us to peace and contentment in life. Overcoming the ever-changing circumstances of life will lead us to a life of peace and contentment. That's what God has for His children. And so as we think about how Paul had to experience this, let's think about it for just a moment this way. He says, if you'll notice, I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret. And he says, if you'll notice, he says, I've learned to be content. Now, think about this. Can you be content when you have needs? Can you be content when things are down? Or do you get depressed, dejected? Do you become despondent and despairing? Do you get fretful and anxious, hard to live with, hard to live around? Probably, if it is, one of the primary reasons is you're making an awesome mistake. The mistake most believers make, and that is, we choose by just normal habit to respond to life out of our feelings. We respond emotionally rather than spiritually. How do we feel? That is, when somebody says something about us that hurts us, what do we want to do? Our emotions get all entangled in that, and so we want to respond in defending ourselves or blaming someone else. You see, if you and I live on the basis of our emotions, how we feel, we will never be able to live a stable life. We'll never be able to live with an inner sense of quietness and peace and confidence and assurance when everything around us is falling apart. One of the greatest opportunities of witness we have is that when everything around us is falling apart, we don't fall apart. When everything around us is steaming and stewing, there's an inner sense of quietness and peace. Some of you are living in a home relationship in which things are very, very difficult. And your natural response is to emotionally fight back, or to emotionally blare back, or to emotionally respond in antagonism and hostility and anger. But God says you don't have to do it. Where you work, oftentimes there's pressure put upon you that you don't appreciate, that you think is unfair and unjust. How do you respond? It makes no difference what's going on. God says that He will enable you to respond in such a fashion that even when it is intensely painful, when it is embarrassing, things are not going your way, and everything around you seems to be down, God says you can be content in the midst of the most difficult, trying circumstance of life. Not just some of them, but in all of them. And so what Paul is saying here, he says, look, I've been in those situations where I was in need. I've been in those circumstances where I had an abundance. And he says, I've learned a wonderful secret. And the secret is this. He says, whether I have a little bit or much, it doesn't make any difference. I've learned the wonderful secret of being content in my ever-changing circumstance. And remember now, he's not writing this from the beach, but in a prison house. And he says, I am content even here being in prison. Now, when he says, I'm content, what is he saying? He says, here's what I mean by that. I have learned to live with my circumstances in such a fashion that I'm not wringing my hands, I'm not irritated, I'm not discontent, I'm not unhappy, I'm not frustrated because I'm not able to fulfill my desires. You see, to be able to live in a situation where your desires and your needs are not being fulfilled, and being able to live in that with a sense of inner quietness and peace and confidence is genuine contentment. Being able to live in a situation where my needs are not being met, but I'm not frustrated, I'm not discontent, I'm not hostile, I'm not angry, I don't want to blame anybody, that is a good sign of contentment. And Paul is saying, I have learned the secret that makes it possible for you in the most difficult, trying times to be able to experience that. Now, you know, I don't know many folks like that. I don't know many people who can face these kind of circumstances and trying times in their life without responding in the wrong fashion. So what we have to ask is this, is it really and truly possible for us to face those kind of ever-changing circumstances and at the same time have an inner sense of quietness and peace and feel the presence of God in our life, and we're not wringing our hands when everybody else around us is wringing theirs? And to be able to live in the kind of circumstance where it's very, very difficult, you feel rejected, you feel the anger of another person, you feel the hostility, and somehow it doesn't get to you? Is it possible to live in a situation where there is financial need and you don't see any way out, and yet you're content with what God has? Is it possible to be in a circumstance where there is a tremendous amount of abundance, where there is great prosperity and great wealth, and you're not worried about keeping it, you're not worried about losing it, you're not worried about it being mishandled, but you're contented? You see, here's the situation. It makes no difference whether you have a great deal or have little or nothing. Discontent and strife and stress and anxiety and frustration, fear, listen, those attitudes and those experiences are applicable to every single area of life. And people are always looking for the greener pastures. They're saying, well, you know, if I had enough of this, boy, I'd be happy. Listen, the folks who have enough of it oftentimes think, I was better off when I didn't have what I've got. And so everybody on this side of the fence, the grass looks greener over here. The folks over here, that looks greener to them, looks over here and says, oh, listen, the grass is green on this side. So everybody's looking at somebody else, wishing they had somebody else's circumstances. But listen, if you can feel what they feel, sense their anxiety, their fears, their frustrations, their uncertainties, you think, whew, I'm not so bad off after all. But you see, when we look with a covetous spirit, and we look, listen, from a human point of view, everything always looks better on the other side. It's not always better. In fact, most of the time, it's a whole lot worse than we think it is. Now, Paul says, but I've learned the lesson. Makes no difference what it is. He says, I've learned the lesson of being content. Now, look at this. Let's look at this passage. He says, verse 11, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. It makes no difference which one it is. He says, I have learned the secret. So Paul says, It isn't something that everybody knows. He says, I've learned the secret. And the secret is something that is known only by a few. I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. He says, I have learned this tremendous secret.
Thank you for listening to Overcoming the Ups and Downs of Life. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.